Yeah, just did you see the gay guys drinking pee?
It's a hot day, and that's, you know, that's gay to raid.
That's their version of like Italian ice.
Yeah, right.
It's like an old Geppetto guy.
It's getting an ice lemonade at like a fair.
Come and get the pizza from a gay chef, you guys.
Man, everybody's mad about me tweeting about Islam people smelling bad. Everyone's really fucking mad. Huh. It's still like, it's getting a lot of impressions, and people are not happy
really
about it.
They're really upset at you?
I'm getting, people are, here's Mike Racine in my mentions defending. Don't worry, Mike, I love that 9/11 happened. you can calm down about me shitting on Islam. No, I love Mike. I'm only joking.
No, folks, I'm just kidding. Up here.
Well, that was, you know, you were that's a bait tweet. You're trying to get some.
Yeah, and I baited Mike.
Yeah, you literally before you leave to a very like Muslim immigrated country, you make a big joke about like Islam and wiping your ass.
you're kind of trying to do taken to yourself.
Yeah,
I baited all the people who. Are so anti-Semitic, they think the Quran is like beautiful. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are the gays up to?
But Muslim guys are messaging me and then blocking me.
Okay.
This guy goes, not a dirty pig fucker like you talking about hygiene. And he's like a
Palestinian. Palestinian. Well, he should listen to the show. He'd love us. We're pro-Palestine here.
He blocked me.
That's beautiful. A guy's so ugly, his profile picture is the back of his head.
Was he a follower of you before?
Probably not. There's no way in hell he probably was.
He was like, this is the final straw.
I was fine making fun of every single group except mine, and mine sometimes.
This was the, so this is in San Francisco.
Is this the Folsom Fair in San Francisco?
Yeah, so I'm convinced, by the way, at this point, San Francisco is like a psyop to create Republicans.
Yeah.
Does it even exist, like, as a city? It's San Francisco is the talking point of every uninformed, like, Republican shithead who just spouts. They always reference San Francisco as a cesspool.
It's the one city.
And act like it's all of liberals. They're just drinking pee.
It is the one city they're completely right about everything about.
They are kind of correct.
Yeah.
But it does get brought up for everything. Like, I was listening to Rogan today for some... I was just bored driving.
We all listen to Rogan from time to time.
You had a concussion. You were in the emergency room listening to Rogan.
It was really bad because he just had on some comic that moved to Austin that does, like, impressions
the guy who
mildly amusing.
The guy who did the Jordan Peterson impression?
He did an impression of Robert Kennedy.
That's what I mean, yes.
And Rogan, like, shut him down.
Rogan was like, don't do that. Anyway, so trans people should be killed.
Yeah, out of nowhere, this guy's just doing impressions and then out of nowhere, Rogan goes on some long rant about San Francisco being a hellscape. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, it just feels... I feel like I've heard this 8 million times.
There's nothing... And by the way, everybody here should be carpet bombed. This is disgusting. But there's also, like, the Republican guys who... They're like, if people are living differently than me, that's ruined my life.
Yeah.
Just people somewhere I don't go... Living
you're
weirdly.
Also yeah you're not going there anyway.
Exactly.
Republicans before this were like, San Francisco's full of queers. Like, they didn't really care. What, are they going hanging out in Berkeley?
Kid. I remember being 10 and an elder at the church came up to me and made a like San Francisco's full of fruits joke.
Yeah,
you know, we don't go
it's
there.
Always been a thing. Now it's just full of dirty fruits.
Who the hell is moving to the actual city of San Francisco?
My buddy had to move there for a job, and it's like he's not loving it.
How are they recruiting new people to this nonsense?
I love they've got the bad guy from like Despicable Me with his dick in a sock right there, Vector.
Oh yeah, so you should go to my Twitter if you're trying to see this, but yeah, this is not suitable for work.
Dude, you know the John Leguizamo?
There's a reason we want this TV a little blurry, by the way, guys. The stuff we're pulling up.
Do you know the John Leguizamo Mario Super Mario Brothers movie? This looks like the gay version.
Oh yeah,
that.
With the tiny heads.
Everybody's
and
got
the big
Koopa,
suits. Yeah.
Gay Koopas walking around. Yeah.
So this is they're all in a bath. There's an old guy. The guy looks like a House of a Thousand Corpses guy. What's his name? The guy with the beard, the weird
Rob
clown
zombie.
The weird clown guy.
I know the guy. I can't tell you his name.
His name is like something.
I don't
He's
know.
Like English or some shit. He's like a great actor.
And he's great. I have no idea what his name is.
But anyway, he looks like that guy, and he has on a gimp harness. He looks like he's dressed up like one of the grunts from Halo, the little guys that you with the monkey guns.
Yeah.
He looks like that. He's laying in a kiddie pool, and the Korean guys are pissing on him. So he's laying in a bunch of pee, yeah. And it's like 100 degrees.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a Morton Joe's getting pissed
God
on.
God damn it.
There's lesbians pissing on him.
God damn, man. I hate this so much.
Oh, my
much.
God.
How is this good for gay people?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's like archaic.
I know. This is like you go into like a medieval painting of
hell.
Look,
she has a fucking knee brace on, too. She's like her injured.
From eating pussy. She broke her ACL scissoring. Yeah, a woman strapped to a table getting spanked by a guy from Smash Mouth.
Oh, God.
God, hey, by the way, I would love to piss on a fucking gay guy. I'll be there in two shakes of a lamb's tail. Yeah. Don't you move.
You love to make dreams come true.
You should start a fantasy camp for guys to infiltrate Pride and piss on gay dudes.
Mm-hmm.
That really sucked, man.
Yeah, that's... fuck them. Fuck them and burn in hell. They're in public like...
You know what's so
you know burn in fucking hell.
You know what's so
get
funny
the
is
fuck out of this country.
We also literally
get out of this country.
We literally I swear to God 8 minutes ago we were in the kitchen being like, I mean, do we go too far sometimes? I don't know.
Well, yeah, I apologize. We had to bleep something out I said in the last episode.
The text thread.
I knew what you were going to say, and I already felt bad as soon as I said it.
The text thread with the editor is so funny. It's like something about ads, and then Ben being like, by the way, minute 30, I said the N-word, minute 40. Desecrated entire culture. Yeah.
Hey, Jason, you're going to have to delete minute 33 to hour 17. Can't use it.
We truly are like the Mad TV sketch where The Sopranos was on like PAX.
It's a 40-minute episode that's 90 seconds long. Mother! Oh, son of a...
The Mr. Show sketch, right?
No, that was a Mad TV.
Grace Will Sasso.
Will Sasso as Tony.
Yeah. Oh, I thought Mr. Show had a... Didn't Mr. Show have one where it was like a Goodfellas
good
show?
He goes,
mother, father, Chinese dentist.
Yeah,
and then it cuts to him dead on the table.
Yeah, they had a Goodfellas edited for like the PBS Children's Hour.
And
It's a guy going, hey, friend you. And he's like giving the finger, but they added a thumbs up over his hand. It's a great sketch.
It is an amazing sketch. I miss Mr. Show.
Yeah.
But thank God, David Cross sucks ass now.
Mm-hmm. At least he's fucking a woman much younger than him. That's cool.
I don't know. I tried to listen to his podcast because I do love David Cross.
Yeah.
And I lost respect for him after he had to apologize. His wife was dragging him on Twitter and he's still with that woman.
No.
His wife was calling him racist on Twitter.
His wife was because of that talentless Asian lady in the Judd Apatow movies, mm-hmm. The Charlene
Yang?
Yee.
You remember it better than I do.
That lady sucks ass.
Well, David Cross's wife went on Twitter and retweeted that lady and said, I'm talking to my husband about this. He needs to apologize for
this. She walks upstairs. He's doing ching chong bing bong in the bedroom. David, right. It's coming. Yeah, yeah. I'm starting to think you're racist.
Yeah. He bought a baby's first rice hat. He's tying it on.
That's so stupid. She really, she
context for everybody.
She dragged her own fucking.
I believe the context was. A lady, like this was during the Me Too era, and then some Asian lady who fucking sucks ass at life and comedy and having thoughts.
She's horrifically unfunny. And by the way, I've walked
What's
by
her, name?
Her twice.
Charlene Yee.
Okay. Yeah.
I've walked by her twice in like Los Feliz, and even walking by her, she has this vibe that she's about to accuse you of rape. I'm not kidding.
She's like a skunk where you're like, oh, her tail's like up, like we gotta get away.
Yeah, it was like
we're about
months,
to catch a Me Too.
It was months after I read the whole David Cross thing, and I was like, I think that's that lady. And I'm walking by her, and she had this like.
Yeah. It's also if you don't, the story's actually hilarious because she's writing. David walked up to me at a party and said, "Are you going to do karate, ching chong, bing bong?"
No,
at me?
No, Jace. Actually, the context of the situation is she was in a green room, and David Cross was going to go on stage as the character, the racist redneck from the South that he used to. Do.
Oh,
remember with
really?
The big trucker hat?
Yeah. Run, Ronnie, run.
Yes, and he was backstage in the green room, and this was like in 2002 or something, and he said the...
So he's doing a character, and she's so unfunny, she doesn't know what character
I even missed that info. Like, that info was so far buried.
The context of it, he was making fun of... Because he also does the liberal hack thing of thinking like a guy... In the South, like hate, like wants to kill Chinese people or whatever.
Whatever. Yeah, that was his
whatever.
Thing,
sure,
yeah.
Bush.
Whatever.
Guy.
The Bush years.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm
Next.
Not going back to watch it. Fuck off. Thanks for Mr. Show. You cuck.
So David Cross's wife started dragging him after that tweet too.
Yeah, yeah. And then
from Eurotrip.
And then what's funny is then that David Cross like then retweeted his wife shaming him and then like acknowledged it.
And then David Cross made a call to Patton Oswalt. And I got another one for you.
Patton's screwing in a rifle.
He's putting a glove on.
He's a hitman for liberal Hollywood guys' wives.
Yeah, he's in the hotel across from like Comedy Bang Bang.
He's like, I got a whole list of big titty ladies that'll take over.
I could get Jennifer Tilly's sister from The Big Chill here tonight. Big tittied woman.
Phil Hartman would have been alive today if Patton Oswalt had broke earlier.
Yeah, what if you figure out Patton's like the Iceman, mob guy for comedy? He's like, I have over 400 confirmed wife killed. Richard Kalinske, yeah.
Kalinske, I think, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Kalinske, yeah, yeah. Yeah, just like Leon the Professional, he swings out from like the top of a door and starts firing.
Yeah, he's Leon the Professional because he also fucks kids.
Matilda, show me your titties.
Yeah, they should have called that movie Leon the Pedophile.
Yeah.
Very good.
If you ask me.
It is a crazy fucking movie.
It's insane.
And you know what's even crazier is, you know the prostitute in the beginning of the movie that he lets go? Mm-hmm. The director was fucking her when she was like 15 years old. Who wrote the movie?
By the way, who are Natalie Portman's parents? How did they let her be in that?
They're Israeli.
Yeah.
May I go? Must I go further?
Yeah. Yeah, they come from the pedophile freedom planet. Yeah.
May I point out one thing about David Cross? Because after he got cucked this hard,
sure.
He put out a stand-up special about getting vaccinated.
Really?
Did you guys see any of it?
No.
About how it's good?
Can I play a trailer of
it? I hate this because I do like David Cross a lot.
Of course. If I met him, I would say I'm a huge fan.
And fuck Charlene.
I love you. I know, and fuck her, but
fuck
I hate that all these people lay down.
Her whole thing was being in Judd Apatow movies going like, meow, meow.
He also did, David, like, I did have a problem with him because he was like the guy who wrote open letters to Larry the Cable Guy and then like immediately signed up for 3 Chipmunks
movies. Oh, that's
movies.
Right, saying he's like a talentless, like, loser.
Which I don't have a problem with you doing, you know,
it's a bit
the
out
movies,
of, it's a bit unnecessary.
Yeah.
What's he doing to you?
He's good for like 60 years old.
Yeah,
David Cross,
and he's an alcoholic too. I think that's cool.
He's such a confusing guy because he swings back and forth between woke and not.
Yeah,
I saw him at Hot Tub, the most liberal show in LA, and he did a joke that had the N-word in it, and just bombed his dick off.
Whoa!
Wow! Yeah. Cool. Damn, David Cross had to do an 800-pound gorilla special. Jesus Christ!
Damn.
Okay, let's see here. I think this is the one I'm talking about where
I'm from the future.
Wait. I want to see the David Cross stand-up special trailer. As we know, I haven't seen a stand-up special in 7 years.
When we learn about a special, we send it in a group chat and we don't watch, and then we go, what a hunk of shit. Fuck this
guy. Shane's special was the last special I saw. I watched it on the plane. It was actually really good. And then before that, I watched Norm Macdonald's Hitler's Dog.
Yeah.
In like 2018.
Both good specials.
Let's see here. Oh, he's putting out so many stand-up specials. I think it's I'm from the Future. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is the one he did on his website.
Okay.
Which I'm sure there are some funny jokes in it.
Everybody here is vaccinated. You know what that means. No fucking cops. I believe that you can divide America.
I'm gonna start that over just so everybody can really soak into that.
What
one.
Does that mean?
Because
the
cops are racist,
vaccinated.
So they don't get vaccinated. So if you're in a place where everybody's vaccinated, he knows there's
cops
no cops.
Aren't there. Oh,
okay,
right.
Okay. But listen to the delivery, because it's not DiGiorno. This is the good
God,
stuff.
God damn it.
This is evil. I shouldn't be allowed to do any of this.
I know. You were
the cop.
You are the most unsober person who's ever
Dude,
lived. It's
crazy.
So funny. Yeah.
Remember we were in New York and Brian Donahue's girlfriend thought he was hammered.
And she runs she runs the DC Improv.
Yeah, yeah. We were like, he hasn't had a drink in 7 years.
She thought I was fucked. She goes, I thought you were fucked up.
Everyone in
She'd
London.
Be hanging out with me for 6 hours.
Everyone in London thought you were fucked up, too.
We should start... You know what we should start doing is we should get you an empty fifth of whiskey and just put it in your pocket so people are like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Everybody here is vaccinated. You know what that means? No fucking cops. I believe that you can divide America into two groups. The kind of people that truly believe that you can divide America into two groups. And then the other people, all right, all the Jews get an extra bean. I can catch a baby. She was two. I can catch a baby. It's okay to wish them dead. The reason it's okay to wish them dead, wishes have no power.
So he has theory. He has a bit in this.
Who can come and kill my dog, you know?
So he has a bit in this. This is the bit I'm trying to find, where he says that people who haven't been vaccinated should be, like, killed.
Okay.
He does?
Yeah, and it's not a... It's supposed to be, like, funny, I think, but it's not funny, so I'm like, does he really think they should be killed?
I wish you could find that. Raising a kid in a Trump America. That's an interesting one. Yeah.
It would also be funny if you figure out everyone who attended that special died of a horrific cancer, like 9 years later.
The turbo cancer.
Yeah, like that John Wayne movie where they filmed on an old nuclear test site.
Right.
And everyone died.
Yeah, they filmed the Los Alamos.
I think it's this opening bit here. So this is the opening bit from the special. This may have been what I saw.
Please welcome to the stage, David Brooks.
I think this is it.
As prisoner number 187659-3210 was being led to the delousing showers, she began to reflect upon her first 8 days at Auschwitz, after having been rounded up from her home and all her property and possessions destroyed or looted.
What?
As her once friendly neighbors jeered at and spit on her and her children as they were pistol whipped and sent into the train cars along with other Jews and gay okay. people.
It's pretty funny so far.
Disabled, et cetera, et cetera. And upon arrival at the camp,
he's stealing our material.
Her children were taken from her and marched into the woods just beyond the barbed wire and the guard towers, a sound of gunshots and screams punctuating the barking orders of the Nazi soldiers as she was taken to have her head shaved and her arm tattooed, enduring vicious experiments and slow starvation. And as she was shoved back into the line for the delousing shower...
Is he even Jewish?
As the doors were sealed shut and the Zyklon B gas dispensed and... She watched as everyone futilely clawed at the door and the window until they all succumbed one by one. What were her final thoughts? This is very much like that time the government required me to get vaccinated.
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
I knew this was coming. It's a whole stand-up special about getting vaccinated, Devin. You need to really sit in and enjoy it sometimes.
That's a good joke, though.
It's not. I do enjoy watching him. That's
for
the thing.
That side.
Yeah.
For that side, I'll give that credit. That's the funniest. That's one of the funniest.
Usually like 2 minute setups.
No, that's annoying. It's a trick. It's like everyone says it's brilliant
because there's so much tension, and then it's released.
But that is.
But I haven't heard any.
Yeah, for that group, that's the best that joke funny. In 2 years.
That's not funny, really. But
plenty of people have done this on Twitter where they're like compared to like an Auschwitz person and the being vaccinated like as a goof.
Yeah, but no, I think that's what he's making fun of. Conservative people said it's like a genocide. I think that's what he was making
fun
of.
Yeah, I know, but plenty of liberals have pointed this out. He's not the first one to discover this thing.
Listen, every stand-up is the worst hacky shit of all time. But yeah, this is not the worst, but it's still...
Okay,
yes,
well, Devin actually loves this. Devin, you should go buy it on his website.
I'm saying I just thought it would be much worse.
No, he is. I've seen him do stand up live in the past 5 years. He is still funny, but it's like a lot of the
It's a lot of the.
I have to let you know exactly what I believe and what political party I'm in. Sure.
He's like funny, but it's like when Family Guy is bad and they're just like stating the thing with like no joke and just being like, I think all cops should be fucking killed, and then it's 3 minutes of that with like no joke.
Well, I'd love
whatsoever.
To see his thoughts on, you know, when the New York Times released that the vaccine had no effect on transmission and that there is a lot of evidence that it was really rushed and is not good for you.
He's like, you know what? I'm actually going to do Ching Chong at Charlene Yee again now.
Oh, yeah. Let me see if I can find him being accused of racism.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Yeah, that was a funny time when people were getting like whoops-a-daisy me-toos. I remember, who's that Austin comic, Ben Brendan? That's really funny.
Oh, Brendan Walsh. That was so funny when that happened. Yeah, because he's so fucking brilliant.
Yeah, Brendan Walsh got Me Too'd for he followed a female comic and said, give it up for her and her big, fat, juicy titties, everybody. Like, as a joke, he kept doing
that. That lady that was on Mad TV, I can't remember her name.
Nobody can. and then she was like, I was disgusted and it was terrified. And then, you know, Patton Oswalt swung down on a big rope to like be like, I'm so sorry, Brendan Walsh did this to you.
Patton Oswalt was retweeting her and saying, like, fuck Brendan Walsh. He's a cop piece of shit.
He was literally like, I'm so sorry that happened to you, woman who was in 9 episodes of Mad TV and your career's failing. So you desperately Me Too'd Brendan Walsh.
Yeah, that was fucking bullshit. I love,
Yeah, Brendan's hilarious.
So David Cross went up, made fun of tattered pants when they. So she wrote a whole Twitter thread about David Cross.
Oh, mm-hmm. Amber Tamblyn's his wife. Yeah, and so she went after him.
Yeah,
from,
there you go.
From Eurotrip.
So he was in.
Brilliant.
Euro Devin, trip. Devin from Eurotrip. And Eurotrip 2.
Well.
Which I'm sure there was no racist stuff in Eurotrip.
All the tweets have been deleted.
Oh, it's not linked
so,
in there anymore?
So here's Amber Tamblyn defending David Cross, right? The thing I can say about David that I love so much about him is that he changes. And part of his introspection and his sensitivity is that he's aware of that. And I think same thing goes for the talking over Jessica Walter incident that happened recently, the Arrested Development press tour. I think it was a similar experience.
Oh, I heard about this. I heard him on Marin talk about this, and they kept being so vague about it. And I was like, the fuck are you talking about?
That
like,
he talked over Jessica
him
Walter?
And, like, some of the Arrested Development people, when they rebooted the show, did a press tour, and there was, like, an interview where they were just talking over some woman on the show.
The old bitch from the show.
And that was really... They acted like they killed somebody. They were all, like, repenting, and I'm like, we're just so finished.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was when all of Hollywood was like a bank hostage situation. People were like, I'll do whatever fake retarded thing you want me to do. Just please let me do Dodge commercials. God! I've got a mortgage. I've only paid half of it. God!
So Amber Tamblyn tweeted that she dealt with her husband's behavior in private. How do you think that went?
She dealt with it.
How do you think that went? Hey, Amber Tamblyn, how about you give back all the money David Cross made?
Yeah, how about that?
From those jokes and that racist character. How about you take all that money out of your bank account, you give it back?
Yeah.
How does that sound, you stupid fucking bitch?
chewing on your gum like a fucked up sheriff from a small camp.
No, it was so wrong. No, we're not giving the money back.
No, of course.
It was so wrong, but the money is still
the
ours.
The money is great, and he will be doing the squeak wool. The fourth squeak wool.
Yeah.
He will be in the Nut Job 3. It was really difficult for our family, Tamblyn said. We got death threats and women were coming after me and telling me, oh, you can't be the head of a movement and not speak to this. Are you fucking
kidding
me?
Dude, I'm telling you.
From a story from a green room?
Your wife nailed you on a cross on Twitter. You should... How can you stay? How do you fuck this woman?
Because these guys are just so happy that anyone sucks their disgusting dicks. it's just so pathetic.
Yeah, yeah. He did have a joke I loved when he went up. He opened that hot tub and he goes, my wife, he was like 58 at the time. He goes, my wife just turned 30 and I had this thought the other day. Wow, she's now the oldest woman I've ever fucked. And he just ate shit in that hot
That's
tub.
That's funny. But yeah, damn, I didn't know he was 20. Funny. I didn't know he was 28 years older than his wife.
Yeah, yeah.
He's Which funny, but he lost the war. He lost because he surrounds himself with these people. He hangs out with fucking Andy Richter and they do they do leftist patty cake and like, give each other titty twisters and talk about how great it is to, you know, that people drink pee-pee in San Francisco.
Yeah, he got swallowed by the gay lagoon. He got sucked into it.
You know what happened to David Cross? He got caught.
The man got caught.
I randomly think of Andy Kindler doing that. Like, just when I'm driving.
That sucked so much
get
ass.
Furious.
He got caught. The man got caught.
Yeah. Now, excuse me, I have to bomb at JFM.
You know why I especially hate that? They always sing their punchlines, and even in an interview, he's still doing the singing punchline hack thing.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking...
Yeah, yeah. I
was expecting to zoom in on the guy getting pissed on in San Francisco, and it's Andy Kindler rolling around like a turtle on its back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hope he did that interview, took the bus back to his apartment, and there was an eviction notice on the door from 5 months failure to pay.
I hope those Everybody Loves Raymond checks are like 5 cents.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. You know, he's like waiting at the mailbox. He's like, come on, baby. Andy Kindler's got to eat today.
Amber Tamblyn.
He's so broke, literally, like, moths fly out of his wallet when he opens them.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Ching Chong Bing Bong is funny. Especially when you're making fun of a racist guy who would say something like that. It just is what it is.
Right.
I saw Dave Chappelle once at the Comedy Store, and he was up. He was singing I Will Survive, but he's going, Ching Chong Bing Bong, Ching Chong Bing Bong, Ching Chong Bing Bong, Ching Chong. And he's one of the greatest comedic minds of our generation.
Yeah, yeah.
And he knows just, what funny is. It's
silly.
Funny.
It's yes. silly.
It's stupid.
This bitch isn't funny at all. No. She's lucky to have ever been put in anything.
Literally, her comedy is going, huh, what?
Yeah.
Her comedy is like ruining bits.
You're not high? I'm high.
I'm high. You look like a cat.
Really? This bitch is funny? This bitch right here.
Not yeah. at all.
This bitch is supposed to be funny. Who the fuck is this person?
No, she's literally, she's doing panel and her jokes are hot girl faces yeah. that she's doing.
She's doing gross face and eating like cabbage on
She eats lettuce.
On panel.
She eats lettuce like a turtle. Congratulations.
And then that's her after the, I bet that's.
But they all are on the red carpet.
Go back. That's the shaved head look of like, I just Me Too'd a man and now I'm, yeah, now I. Now I have to look like Sinead O'Connor.
Right, I have to look like I just crawled out of yeah. a hole in Vietnam to Me Too Seth Rogen.
Oh, so she does op-eds about everybody and puts everyone on the spot. She did one about how Seth Rogen must apologize to assault survivors.
Oh yeah, that's her grift. Is like she just goes after everybody in the three movies she was lucky enough to be in with the Apatow
camp. I'm so sorry though. I don't understand. Who the fuck is she? Who is Charlene fucking?
She was in.
I have to go to her Wikipedia.
She's in Knocked Up, and she's a stoner, and she's just like, "You have a baby? That's like, ooh, the baby must
she's
be like,
in, she's in the movie.
Let me out of the stomach. You have a baby."
She's in the movie for 25 seconds. 25 maybe?
Seconds, and then yeah. she's in fucking. She's in This Is 40, and she's horrible in that movie. They tried to do the same thing where she's just weird, and she sucks ass in it.
God, this sucks ass.
Yeah, she's terrible.
Yeah.
Hey, she was in The Disaster Artist. Give the money back. Give it right. back. You helped prop up Franco's whole thing. Give the money back.
Right. Yeah.
Give it back, Charlene.
And she's like, I spent that $50.
I love that. I
can't do it.
I love that shave. I love that shaved head. That short hair look after like you've come out as a survivor of racism. You have to dress like you're in V for Vendetta.
You have to start doing the like fucking Les Mis haircut.
Yeah.
Like they just cut it off of you for lice.
I'm glad we're bringing this up because this has really bothered me for quite some time now. Yeah, she's especially horrible. when I walked by her with an iced coffee and she acted like I was like Jack the Ripper.
Look at this bitch. Look at this fucking bitch.
No, Conan, that's the thing. You should have just crow hopped, thrown the coffee in her face and then ran.
God damn her.
It would have been our only press. She would have done an op ed on you.
See, that's look at her, isn't she wacky? I bet she doesn't tip any Postmates drivers when she orders her fucking cauliflower wings from a vegan restaurant.
God, she's literally your bit, Devin, the 30-year-old grandma.
Yeah.
She looks like a grandma.
It's the grandma thing. It's the lady that walks around like Brooklyn dressed like they're like covered in blankets, like they're recovering from a vicious beating.
Yeah, and just a landmine for a fun conversation.
Mm-hmm. Just if they're around, it's like we should all just kill ourselves because we can't speak.
You could be having the funniest conversation of all time with four of your friends, and then she walks up and it's like a frag grenade went off.
Yeah,
your limbs are going everywhere.
Yeah,
people are spinning.
Just an unfun tornado.
Yeah, she was on House though. That's not too bad. I'm sure House had some choice words for her.
Oh yeah,
Dr. House, man, he had some snark.
House was like, how do we make you funny?
Yes, twirling a chain. She's not funny. Yeah. She's ugly as shit.
Yeah.
Walking
to the board, she's dying because she's so unfunny.
It's the episode where House finally ODs.
Yeah.
Because you meet Charlene, right. Charlene Yee.
It's the arc where he's going to jail because he beat her to death with his cane.
What if this episode of House is super racist? She agreed to do it. He's well, it looks like she's going to Ching Chong Bing Bong heaven.
He's playing the piano going, Ching Chong Bing Bong, Ching Chong Bing Bong. Yeah, this fucking bitch.
Oh, she was on many episodes of House.
Yeah.
God damn her.
I forgot the whole arc where they got rid of the one guy, the blonde Australian guy with mm-hmm. the hair, and then they brought in a Jewish guy.
Yeah, yeah.
It was really strange.
Yeah, they were literally like, hey, the hottest guy on the show, he's a Jew now. Tiny Jew.
I don't know why they did that, because I watched every season. I was obsessed with House. Oh,
you walked with a limp and a cane because you loved House so much.
I did.
We were a big...
I did.
We were a big House... household.
I don't remember this fucking egg roll coming in on your scene, though. I don't remember this at all. I don't remember this at all. Do you guys remember her in House? The hit series House?
I mean, come on. Egg rolls have presence.
Yeah. A little more timing.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone knows when an egg roll's in the house.
Yeah, she's like the sloth of comedy, just like burning zero calories.
It is. It's sloth. Yeah. It's sloth comedy.
Yeah, yeah. Literally just hanging out on Judd Apatow's arm, slowly moving.
I don't fucking feel bad about attacking her very unfairly because she's 10 times more hateful than me. She's publishing articles and magazines and newspapers to destroy people's careers.
Yeah.
And to make it where they can't make money anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she can make the money. She thinks someone's taking a piece of the pie that she needs to have.
Mm-hmm. And she's lucky to have had anything, to have been a part of any of those movies.
And you do have to break it down to that level. Remember, it's not her releasing just a tweet. It's literally her contacting like a press organization, setting up a time to get together, grab a coffee, and do an interview about David Cross and Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
She's like driving across town, putting money in a meter to go and try and ruin somebody's career. For no other reason than she just doesn't have anything going on.
Does she have a problem with gay jokes and fat jokes, like in Knocked Up, movie that put her, that was the first thing people were like, oh, is she funny?
No, she didn't then, but Devin, that was before it could get her in the newspaper.
Yes, exactly.
You don't understand.
Exactly.
Her morality is based around what's popular at the time.
What did she do with Michael Cera?
She did some fucking movie called Paper Heart in 2009.
So she's the Asian nothing that dates a white nothing.
Yeah. Just two losers that rub up against each other.
Exactly.
Like two sticks where you're trying to make a fire in the Boy Scouts.
Mm-hmm. It's like just two pizza boys that bang.
Yeah. Just one of the...
They both wear their fucking pizza boy fucking hoodies. Their zip-up hoodies.
Yeah. In an 09 indie comedy that's just like the DuPaul's Brothers. Like, you don't even know if it's actually
real.
The DuPaul's Brothers could have made a poster and then gone to Sundance and nobody watched
it. One of the 19 movies a year the DuPaul's Brothers made in 2012.
Yeah. God, what a terrible time the for fucking chair white art shit. That was.
Yeah.
God. It's a damn shame. Oh, she's the romantic lead in that fucking movie. God, she looks like the fucking...
She's the romantic lead.
God, she's in a wedding dress. She looks like that scene in Beetlejuice where they're growing old in the wedding dress. She looks like absolute shit. God. Damn it.
Yep. Man.
She's Four Loko Ono. Does that make sense?
Yeah, she looks like the bride of Rankenstein.
Stupid bitch.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck her.
Fuck you.
I'm getting really mad about her.
James Franco will prevail.
You can't keep James Franco down. We love James Franco.
You can't keep James Franco down. He keeps women down. He holds them.
He's going to find it. He's going to do some fucked up shit. But he was in 127 hours. Fuck you.
She deleted her thread. She didn't even stand by it.
A
lot of them deleted it nobody giving a shit about this.
But I thought this was for the good of everybody. Because, Ben, you want to know why they deleted it? It's the same way that in Vietnam, you got to go back and you got to destroy some of those landmines you set.
Can we just go through to see if anybody has some good retorts to me being racist?
Is it against Islam to wash your ass? I'm in the international terminal at the airport and just wondering. No reason why I'm wondering. Just curious if there's anything in the Quran about shit in your ass.
Now, I don't think that was insensitive or racist.
No.
Now, it's being shared way more than I anticipated on Twitter. Dude, it's getting close to 300,000 impressions as we speak.
Dude, you're literally... You know what's funny is in a day, Elon's going to comment under this. Interesting. Yeah. Disturbing.
Let's see. I think people are mad at me. Hold on. Some people are correcting me saying it's Indians. People were... Oh, also, one guy was really mad at me because they say that people give Saudis and Arabs shit for... And Muslims or whatever the fuck for being too clean, actually. And they're like, you got to pick a side. And I'm like, is that a thing about... Like, they're so hyper-obsessed with hygiene that they're, like, gay? Is that a thing with, like...
That's
those
gotta,
types
that,
of people?
That's got to be a complete lie, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I don't know. But, like, the... Twitter is, like, it is, like, it's, like, open game on Indian
racism. Like, somebody
racism.
Just replied with Abby Shapiro's titties. That's pretty good.
That's always a good one.
That's the best reply you could do, honestly.
I always appreciate that.
Yeah.
They say Muslims wash ass at least 5 times a day during ablution. Muslims probably have the top 3 cleanest asses on average. So people were correcting me, saying they wash their ass a lot. But I'm like, that's a quick way to make your ass smell even worse.
Okay.
Yeah, it dries it out.
Also, what
that's
is,
right. It's
what?
Like when you wash an apple, it rots faster.
Yeah, yeah exactly. Yeah.
Or it's like if you have plaque on your teeth, you don't get cavities. Yeah.
When a girl douches so much that it actually throws off the pH balance in her pussy and it smells bad.
Yeah,
yeah exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were stinky. So it is what it is. Sorry. Yeah, people are pretty mad about this.
Yeah, well, that's what
you know. That's might happen.
When you
from
send
time
stuff
to time.
Like that out there, it probably will happen.
But I didn't say they smelled bad.
You know, if you throw a boomerang into the air, it might come back to you sometimes.
Yeah,
yeah.
People are tweeting at a lot of gay stuff at me now that I shared the piss thing.
God damn it!
Very good. Very good.
Jesus.
God damn it. God damn it.
Look at that image. Can they see it on there?
Yeah, they can definitely see it. Yeah, yeah.
It's an Indian guy, for anyone listening. It's an Indian guy who's shitting. He's taking off like he's in Hancock. He's in Hancock. Where he can jump from building to building.
He's launching into the sky. Yeah.
Like he's like, a bottle rocket of poop.
Yeah, he's like 900 feet in the air. You can see the buildings disappear.
I love racist memes so much.
He's also, I just realized, he's got a collar with two Star of David.
David's, yep.
Israel flags on his collar.
That's so funny.
Dude, Ben, I forgot to tell you, I drove up here. Your gardener on this street was wearing a big, like, shaded hat, like the day laborer, and it had the Israel flag on the front of
Whoa.
The hat.
Is that so he, like, fits it?
I think that's literally so he, like, gets good tips or something in this neighborhood.
There's also a gardener on the back of his truck. There's a decal of the Dragon Ball Z, Goku, old and young, and they're, like, shaking hands. I drive by it all the time.
That rules.
I've never got an eye on the gardener, but... There's like a bunch of gardening equipment in the back, and it's only there in the morning. So I'm like, he's a gardener of some kind.
Yeah, yeah. He just he breaks into homes to watch Dragon Ball Z and then drive home.
It's the weird
it's all scam.
I didn't even know that was a Mexican guy thing.
Oh, Mexicans love Dragon Ball Z.
I thought that was like a black nerd thing and like a white loser thing.
No, black people and Mexicans love Dragon Ball Z.
It brings everybody together.
There was a video that just went viral of it's like a strip club in Mexico, and they were playing Dragon Ball Z on the TV in the strip club, and everybody just stops doing their stuff and then starts looking at the TV. Yeah.
Damn. Oh, by the way, I say one of my favorite memories of just like being alive?
Sure.
Being up at like 3 a.m. in London watching Too Lazy to Try.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Because we knew it was going to happen at some point where we were going to be an 11-hour flight away from where we always are, and we were going to
we're
be watching.
We're
going to
do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We put
we're
on
we're
a
like,
couple.
What's Shab up to?
We put on a couple other things too. Much much more personal people.
You guys are really like
we're like, oh man, this is bad.
Yeah. Ooh,
ooh.
Let's check in on that podcast with 100 views.
Anyway, love being cultured.
Yeah, you guys really are like no reservations, except that just you go watch YouTube videos in different parts of the globe.
Anthony Bourdain just watching
Anthony Bourdain
YouTube.
Just being like, this podcaster we know is failing at life. I'm in the Philippines, trapped in my hotel room.
You know. I think Kumia might have retweeted me. I'm not really sure. That's not a good sign.
Always a great sign. Yeah.
Oh, so this is something I wanted to point out to you guys too. Our beloved Quentin Tarantino, who does have very bad taste in things,
mm-hmm.
did you know he slammed True Detective?
He said the first season is boring.
Yeah, he said the first season is really boring.
At least he said the second installment looks awful, but how is the first season boring? It's very entertaining.
Nah, not enough N-words for him or something.
He's like, there
should
have been a big train that they can't stop in it.
He goes, too many people watched it, so I have to say it sucked.
It's no Rio Bravo.
Yeah.
I thought first season was really boring, and season 2 looks awful. Just the trailer, all these handsome actors trying to not be handsome and walk around looking like the weight of the world's on their shoulders, so serious, and they're so tortured, trying to look so miserable with their mustaches and grungy clothes. I mean, it's kind of funny, but...
I told you, I was listening to an interview with him last week, and
But then he goes, the newsroom is amazing.
What?
Yeah. On the other hand, Tarantino had nothing but praise for Aaron Sorkin's The Newsroom.
Wait, is this real?
It's on IndianExpress.com.
The HBO show I love was Aaron Sorkin's The Newsroom. That was the only show that I literally watched 3 times. I would watch it. What?
I watched it at 7 o'clock on Sunday.
All right, I can't listen to... I can't see anything Tarantino ever says anymore.
No, I view him as like an opposite gauge of what's good.
Dude, that's insane.
I told you out of nowhere, I was listening to an interview with him, and out of nowhere he says Gremlins 2, The New Batch is one of the greatest masterpieces of the 80s.
Gremlins 2,
The New Batch. Is a cinematic masterpiece.
Yeah, he did. This is in Variety. He slammed True Detective.
Yeah, it's in The Independent from the UK. Yeah, he said it's all these handsome actors trying to not be handsome and walking around looking like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. Well, they're trying solve a serial killer spree of crime.
Has he seen any fucking movie that's ever existed?
Yeah, what? I mean... Were both guys supposed to be played by, like, it was like Michael Parks and Bruce Dern? Should it be like 2 80-year-old men? Like,
that he would love. Yeah.
Oh, that's disappointing.
And this was while he did this interview while he was making The Hateful Eight, which is not a good movie.
It's his worst, in my opinion.
I really like it.
I think it's easily his worst movie.
I think it's a caricature of a Tarantino movie.
It really is. It's like a College Humor video of a Tarantino movie.
Just never-ending monologue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy that he loves The Newsroom.
I know. It's a really bad show.
He's like, I mean, politically, he must be. I mean, he does live in Israel.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
He just hated that there were no N-words in True Detective Season 1. He wanted Russ Cole to bend down. He's like, when you get the opportunity, you should say the N-word.
When you get the opportunity, you should say it.
Prison has a lot of them. I think when you get the opportunity, you should say it.
He's Russ Cole's making little Lone Star cans. Mm-hmm. I guess, I don't really know what
you got
doing.
It. You got it.
Something like that.
Yeah, they're playing basketball or something.
True Detective Season 1 is actually one of the shows that the more I've watched it, the more I appreciate it. I didn't love it. I thought it was overrated the first time I saw it.
Yeah. I liked it and really liked it the first time. This time, I really loved the first 6 eps. It does kind of crash out in
the last 2.
I think
it ends too quickly and you're kind of like, what? That's it? Like,
and it's going through this big conspiracy the whole time, and then the end, they're just like, oh, some ugly return. It was just him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which is kind of like, I don't know, like a letdown or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Tonal black guy, he had a dream of being a person. Mm-hmm. He's like, all along, you reluctant side of the dream of being a person. He goes, crime is a black circle. Right.
That's what Tarantino wanted. He thought it should be rewritten that way.
He goes, I'm working with it now.
Yeah, yeah. The whole time, Woody Harrelson's character is just giving the thumbs up. He's like, I love this guy. Great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that rules.
Oh, man. Good pull, Ben. The newsroom thing, I still can't get over. That's insane.
No, I couldn't believe this because someone tweeted at, thank you for all the Limit Party people that tweet at me. I pretty much read every single comment that exists about the show or like on Twitter like a fucking psycho.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the ones that are mean and call me fat. Some guy, because I look really fat and a lot of, like, I shared a picture of like me and Devin on a bridge and like London's in the background.
You look huge.
Dude, I look like Action Bronson.
You actually look really fat.
I look
insanely
fat.
You look so wide.
Did I look that fat in England?
You kind of did, yeah.
Fuck.
The Stuff Island shirts, like, they really make you like be, like, because I don't know, they really show your tits if you have tits growing. Even I was like, I look fat. I have to go on a big diet.
But even my shoulders look wider due to, like, fat.
Yeah.
You've gained weight in your shoulders, is what
but
you're
like,
saying.
Do I even look fat right now?
No, you look fine now.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, the picture's flat, and you know the way you look. That's part of it as well. Yeah.
I think I lost weight today though because I went to the driving range and I hit drives. I corked some fucking 350-yard drives, and Korean guys were standing behind me with their arms crossed. That's how I knew I'm really getting my club heads beat up.
Yeah, yeah.
That they stopped and just smoked cigarettes and watched me.
It is a really good feeling when you start to get the Koreans watching you. They will do it if you can crush them out there. They love it. Yeah.
But,
and then if you really catch one, they'll go, oh. And then when you leave, it's the best feeling, because I do the driving range in Alhambra, and you leave, you're putting up your clubs, and then you walk past them, and they go, good stuff. Number one,
their acknowledgement of your prowess. It sounds like a death rattle.
Yes,
like you hit a nice drive, and they go, "Oh!" And you go, "Did you draw your last breath?"
They go, "I just came with a belt around my neck." It makes you. I go to the driving range of Hamburg. It's nothing but Asian guys, and I just crank them over the fence, and it makes you feel like the God Emperor of Dan. Like just these people just worshiping the ground you stand on.
This, but I shared that photo of me being really fat.
Sure.
It is like a beautiful photo. I'm like, I don't look that bad, right? And I got like 100 replies to that story. It drove up the engagement on it.
Yeah.
One guy, the first guy that messaged me just said, time to start going on a run, buddy. I couldn't even be mad at him.
That's when you know. It's like when you guys are genuinely, hey, man, I'm not like trying to be a dick, but like I'm concerned about you. Yeah.
That I need to get into like power walking.
Yeah, yeah.
Or running.
You get into the walking where you have those long poles you're pushing off the ground.
Am I that fucking fat though?
You're getting fatter. You're not fat.
You've been gaining weight, but yeah, you're not like fat really. Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. I mean, it is a bit we do 1,000 times on the show, so it's gonna, you know, they're gonna be eagle-eyed for it.
Yeah.
You know?
But in my head, sometimes I think I'm losing weight, and then I see pictures of myself, and I'm fat as shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, you know, that is what every fat person goes through, yeah.
Which is what?
They're like, I think I'm looking good, and then they don't realize that they've slowly gained, you know, 10 pounds every year for 12 years.
See, but now I can't trust the tools for which I perceive reality, because sometimes I'm like, I'm not that fat, and then I see a photo of myself, and I go, what the fuck? I'm like, fuck that fat asshole, piece of shit retard.
Yeah, I think that's a very common thing, though. I think people see a bad picture of themselves, and they get really upset.
The first time I got fat, I didn't realize I was fat as shit, and I weighed myself, and I was like 245 pounds, and I was like, what the fuck? And because I only weighed myself because I was on a 360 turn mower.
Yeah.
And I was working on a ranch in Buffalo Gap, Texas for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was mowing that day, I was hopping up like this and I could feel my titties pool. Mm-hmm. When your titties go up.
Have
and
a then, heft to them, yeah.
And they and I go, there's weight there. And I'm like, almost like as if I need a bra. They were kind of sore because they were jiggling so much.
Yeah.
I went home and weighed myself and I realized I had gained like 60 pounds.
Yeah.
In the matter of like 6 months. And I was like, what the fuck? And I go, how did I not know I gained all this fucking weight?
Yeah.
And I think I was so depressed, I didn't even realize I was getting fat as shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
and then my pants hurt.
It's like the Johnny Cash song, you know, one piece at a time. You don't really notice it.
Yeah. One nugget at a time.
Exactly.
One
6-piece at a time.
That's the name of the episode. Yeah,
1 6-piece at a time. That's pretty good. About a guy who steals a whole McDonald's. Yeah.
I got to say, the best fat guy food, it really is a bucket of fried chicken. Dude. It really is. Like
eating
Pepsi,
out of a bucket. It's also just funny to be like, yeah, you eat out of a bucket.
Yeah, like a farm animal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember
like feed.
I remember when I figured out there's a scene in Precious where she steals a bucket of chicken and runs away. And I was like, somebody needs to contact the NAACP because this is... The Tyler Perry and Oprah Winfrey hate black people for this movie existing.
Now, why don't they serve butter chicken in a bucket? Why just fried chicken?
I'm sure,
folks.
I'm sure you could get that started. You start like KFC, but it's like Kandahar fried chicken.
You know what I miss about KFC, by the way? They ended this after the pandemic for some reason. They used to have the
Too
big...
Too many people died. Too many people got put on the ventilators.
So, they had to make a vaccine.
Yeah, Biden had to, like, Fauci had to, like, shut the chicken down.
They were going through. Yeah. The SWAT teams were going in and shutting down Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Cuomo is like, we are running out of ventilators. Stop drinking the gravy.
They used to have the big spinning bucket outside the KFC. Do you guys remember this? There was the one on the on third by the La Brea Tower.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? You said the big bucket.
Do you know why they took it away? Is too many fat people crawled up inside of it and died on a hot summer day.
Dude, I think... I think they might have been having problems with like birds or like homeless people shimming up the pole and living in the bucket.
Yeah. That's possible.
But like, why they did? They made it an actual bucket, even cutting, though you can't see in. They should have just filled it up with the material that makes the bucket. But they were cutting corners and they made it an actual hollow thing.
They're cutting costs.
Yeah,
they're like, there's like no point. Like every fast food now, all the places are like very boring looking. Yeah, yeah. They don't have any of the fun old '90s, early 2000s.
The packaging's really shitty. Yeah, like they're a couple years from just putting it in your hand mm-hmm. when you order it. Yeah,
the KFCs in London were really clean.
They were top notch.
We didn't go. We did, but I walked by
check,
a bunch. No,
check it out.
We walked in. We looked around.
They were all very.
We go. Everything seems to be up to shit, up to snuff.
Just walked in, looked around, like it's a bodega that we take 20% of every month. We just walked in, just looked around. All right.
Yeah.
You asked them just checking in.
Yeah. Checking in.
You asked them for a Lucy, just one leg. You go, I'm not a cop, man. Just give me one.
They do everything better.
Everything
there.
Was better.
Let's be honest.
The juxtaposition of culture there is also very funny. Like, you walk one street, it's like all pubs and British white culture, and then one other street is like, we eat mush on a big leaf.
We eat a meal from a bug's life.
You go you go one street is like chipping a pint, right? And then another street is like, hey, we eat off leaves.
Another street, like, there's a guy like Jar Jar Binks trying to sell me a weed pen. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, you're just doing like the Star Wars thing at Disneyland.
Yeah, hopping a pod racer and take off. Fucking insane over there.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Tons of vapes, but they're only 2%. Like everything.
Vapes are 2%, Jace, by the way.
It's a pussified country. What can I say? I mean, I'm going through a crisis now because literally Zins. I feel like I'm in Mad Max.
I don't
you can't
know what's
going get
on.
Zins. I went to 5 gas stations. I have to switch to Lucy's now.
I went to so many. I found some at a smoke shop, but they're upping the prices.
Yeah, yeah. You literally will go into a smoke shop and be like, do you have? And he's like, I got like 2 left. $20.
People keep saying a factory burned down, but it doesn't seem right to me.
No, I think they bought Philip Morris and they like shut it down.
They're so popular. I thought like Tucker Carlson and all these guys would like make it, you know, like I thought they would be here to stay.
Nah, I don't know.
I don't know, man. We need something up there. Like we need a, what is it? Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. What is that? Is that what it's called?
Jimmy Stewart. Yeah, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Isn't that where Jimmy Stewart goes to Washington? So like,
to
why
stop,
the fuck does he go?
He stops to, he goes to Washington to stop the Civil Rights Act. That's the movie.
Is that the movie?
Mr. Smith goes, well, if you don't, if you let them vote, it's going to be the end of this country.
We should put them on the moon.
Yeah, put them on the moon's hauled out. Jews live there. We can put them with the Jews and the moon. Well, yeah. The man who shot Liberty Valance was just some random black teenager. Rear window. He's like, there's some kids playing basketball in the yard.
He sees George Zimmerman in Rear Window.
There's a kid with a hoodie buying Skittles. Well, I got to keep an eye on.
He's up to no good.
Yeah,
Psycho's about one guy who's black in town.
Yeah, he's not in Psycho.
He's not in Psycho.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. I was thinking of Hitchcock.
It's a Wonderful Life.
I was trying to think of Birds. Yeah. Fuck, I fucked this whole bit up.
You had KFC.
Kill myself.
You have KFC on the brain. You were thinking of the Birds.
Yeah.
It's a Wonderful Life as he wishes just black people that weren't here. He goes, good morning. Merry Christmas, Bedford Falls. Merry Christmas, Cross on Fire.
What else is he in? Harvey?
Harvey?
Yeah, there's nothing there.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Why isn't there any black, by the way? Because I love It's a Wonderful Life, how it starts with the constellations speaking to one another.
Sure.
Remember that?
Yeah.
It's actually kind of genius and beautiful.
It's
and
the angels, yeah.
At the beginning, the stars are talking to each other, and then at the end, the stars are talking to each other. It's like a great... I love movies that open with stars, by the way.
One of your favorite movies is Straight Story, also a Stars movie.
And I was watching a movie the other day. It started with stars.
Star Wars.
Yes. Yes. I can't remember what it was. Another movie started with stars, and I was like, fuck, this is awesome. I love when it opens on a starry night. Yeah. There's nothing better than the stars, man.
Yeah, yeah.
The stars kick ass.
No, it is actually very funny. Like, we just, most people alive don't see them anymore. Like, you forget the stars actually exist.
I don't see them anymore at all.
We went out to Joshua Tree last month, and I literally forgot it looked like that when you aren't in a city. Mm-hmm. It kind of, like, blows your mind.
It actually creeps you out if you're a city person. You're like, get out of here!
Yeah, you turn into a caveman. Yeah. You're like, they're gods! Hey. They're gods here to kill me!
They're getting closer! Turn some lights on, Walmart!
There's a big, there's flat, there's a big dome and it's crashing me.
Quick, we gotta get to a strip mall.
Yeah, you drive speeding to a Fuddruckers. It's just like, Yeah, it is actually crazy because you get out there and you forget that you can actually see by starlight.
Yeah.
Which is great. You forget that.
You forget that the moon and the stars are kind of like natural streetlights.
It's literally like a different type of vision. I looked it up. Like, it's a type of vision where you can't really see color, but you can see objects really well in the starlight. You just completely, you don't remember it at all.
Yeah.
Completely forget. Yeah.
Oh, How the West Was Won was just about slavery.
The Spirit of St. Louis was just about
it's the crime.
Right.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Anatomy of Vertigo. Murder. Anatomy of Murder was about Derek Chauvin's trial.
Vertigo's about the knockout game that was played on him, and he's recovering in bed.
Very good.
Very good. Yeah.
LaRamie has changed to like LaQuisha. The man from LaRamie is the man from LaQuisha. Does that work? I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's all right. Mm-hmm.
Rope is the same title. That's a slow one. You get it. Yeah.
There's gotta be some. He's in a lot of shit, by the way.
He was in a lot of movies.
A lot of damn movies. The Philadelphia Story is about Kensington Avenue.
It's amazing the man has a legacy considering the hunks of shit he was in. I mean, you know, everybody just judges a man by his best work and not the other, you know, 95%. But
so
you know,
true. I didn't realize he was like in 20 Westerns until recently.
Yeah, he was in a lot of Westerns.
He did like 9 Westerns in a row with the man, that guy, that director Mann something. Like Arthur Mann.
Yeah.
The man who knew too much.
That's about the forbidden statistics.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a guy who read the bell curve and now can't stop talking about it at parties. Yeah, there we go.
Why does Menace to Society pop up under Jimmy Stewart? Yeah.
My two favorite Jimmy Stewart movies, Menace to Society and An American Tale, Fievel Goes West.
Oh, my God. Oh, dog. You are a menace to society.
You're a damn menace.
You just killed a goddamn menace.
You killed these damn goons.
Don't be drinking your juice in the hood. Damn.
Jada Pinkett's in that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about that? I'll be completely honest. I've never heard of the title of this movie.
Devin,
or knew
you're
going to
be surprised. We've never seen Menace to Society.
Oh, it's Black Goodfellas.
Is it really?
It's brutal. It's really
is
good.
Is it good?
God damn, it's set in Watson
it's Crenshaw. It's really entertaining, and it's really fucked up. The lead actor was supposed to be Tupac, but he beat the shit out of the Hughes brothers. So the lead actor's like not great, but Lorenz Tate's really, really great.
Can I ask a question? Because it isn't the second one. Why is it called Menace Number 2 Society?
No. That's a spoof movie made by the Wayans. Don't be a menace.
You would love that. It's don't be a menace while you're drinking your juice in the hood. Yeah. You would probably love that movie.
Wait, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
Menace to Society was a real movie, and Don't Be a Menace was a joke movie made by the Wayans brothers, making fun of movies like those.
Making fun of this movie, Boys in the Hood, yeah. Stuff like that.
No, you're not listening to me. I'm asking, why is it called Menace to Society?
It just is.
Pronounced Menace to Society with the two.
Why is it spelled seven with the seven?
Yeah, because black people like to do fun stuff like that. You know? I'm surprised there's not dollar signs at the beginning and end of the movie.
The whole movie is just dollar signs. It's like doesn't make sense at all.
May I though?
Wingdings.
May I? If it was a black person that was spelling this,
yeah,
he would be cutting corners, is what they're implying, right? He would, instead of saying Menace to Society T-O, he would put a number 2. They have the Roman numerals 2, which is the same as doing a T-O, so it doesn't make any fucking sense.
It should be a 2, like an actual number 2.
It should be a big, like a bubble number two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you would see graffitied on the side of like a train car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of graffiti.
Right.
But it makes no fucking sense that they've menaced the two. And also, they're implying that they're smart. They know Roman numerals. It would just be the number two. I also don't understand that. Devin, are you with me at all on this? It doesn't make any fucking sense that they use this as a creative choice. Who the fuck made this movie?
The Hughes brothers.
Who the fuck is that?
There's Albert and Alan Hughes.
Pretty good black director.
Who actually also became brothers. Trans, just like the Wachowskis.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the Book of Eli.
Are they twins?
I think so, yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Book of Eli is fun. That's a fun TNT movie.
Menace to Society was their big entrance.
Dead Presidents, From Hell.
Yeah, it's not very good.
Man, these all look like hunks of shit. And I never saw the fucking Book of Eli. I know I was supposed to.
It's like a fun airplane movie.
Yeah.
Movie. It's got an insane twist. You want to know the twist?
He's carrying the Bible or whatever.
Yeah, and he's blind the
Someone
whole time.
Told me the twist, and I was like, all right, well, I'm not going to see it.
Mm-hmm. But it's fun.
Yeah, I mean, I love Denzel,
Denzel's
obviously.
Got a big sword. Yeah, he's walking around. Mila Kunis is there for no reason, serving no purpose whatsoever.
I mean, if I'm going to watch like a Denzel Washington movie, I'm always going to put on John Q.
John Q is pretty good.
That's the one. It is great, but yeah.
It's his best movie.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah,
that is very fun. Yeah, that is not true though. Yeah,
it's a classic.
I believe that. Yeah, but I don't think it's his best.
It's not good enough for the Criterion boys.
It's not
over
his
here.
Best movie.
Criterion Collection.
I like Denzel in bad movies more than his masterpiece.
Yeah, The Punisher 2 is fun.
You ever seen the
Training Day?
Devil in a Blue Dress.
Spike Lee movie?
No, I never saw that.
Great. It's like a black like noir like 1930s movie. It's awesome.
I haven't seen it. No.
It's really violent and great.
What the fuck? They're not black.
Yeah, their mom was Armenian.
They're fucking Armenian.
Well, that actually is. That means they're like extra black.
The Hughes brothers are Armenian guys pretending to be.
They're
black.
Walking around the Galleria, yeah, sagging their pants.
Yeah. They're listening to 50 Cent.
Yeah. Driving a Mercedes that its lease has been up for 3 years.
Oh, that's so funny. They're Armenians.
They moved to Claremont. Very black.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
That is very black. Yes.
Their first short film was called How to Be a Burglar. So, you know, I think that counts for some.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, well, well.
I like them.
They have quite the... you know, I mean, there was a time and place for things like this in the 90s. You had the People Under the Stairs, you know, Acid Raindrop. You had Menace to Society.
You're naming the only two.
The one other thing. I ran out of things.
The People Under the Stairs is an insane reference.
People Under the Stairs.
It's a Wes Craven movie from like 96.
No, that's...
Just you're showing your whiteness right now.
It was a rap group, too.
No, you're talking about the movie, right?
When the stress burst my range, just like acid rain.
People
drops.
Under the stairs were
Mary Jane is the only thing that makes the pain stop.
Did I show you that song?
There literally is a black.
Yeah,
West,
you showed me. Yeah.
There's a black.
And I always
West,
remembered it.
It's a great song.
There is a black Wes Craven movie called Under the Stairs.
Yeah. Good shit, pimp.
There is a black Wes Craven movie called Under the Stairs. The People Under the Stairs.
Mm.
Yeah, it maybe came from that song. I don't know.
Might have.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Or the song was made for the movie. Who knows?
You fuck with Nipsey?
Oh, dude.
You fuck with Nip?
I go to the mural and I go, rest in power.
By the way, you guys always like get really like almost like offended. You're so annoyed by like the obsessions that the things I get fixated with.
Mm-hmm.
Just wait till I get fixated with black culture.
Oh, I can't wait
no,
for that.
No, that's going to be amazing.
That's going to kick ass.
That's going to rule. Dude, you showing up like fucking Eugene Levy in fucking that... Steve Martin movie.
Every Lemon Party episode, Ben signs off. The marathon continues. R.I.P. Nip, R.I.P. Kobe. Yeah, yeah.
You have a big fucking like 808 machine in front of you while you're producing. it would be great if you became just a Joe Budden black guy. Yeah. If we're watching like a comedy special, you're going, it's ass. Garbage ass.
Straight garbage.
Juice, 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 juice. Would you guys really get mad if I came, like, you guys walked in one day and I was dressed like Lil Wayne?
I would love it.
That'd be awesome.
I would think that's amazing.
I'm wearing sunglasses. It looks like I'm always looking up into the top corner of the room.
Here's the thing is you have to, like, learn a lot about black people, though, for the bit. I want you to get, like, real militant.
Well,
with
yeah,
it.
I would get obsessed. I would have, like, black people, like, on vinyl shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I would do just it very whitely.
Yeah.
Just black people on vinyl.
Yeah, yeah. Just a guy screaming for help.
Hey, yo!
Where?
I'm just sitting in front of my Japanese speakers I got.
Just swirling a non-alcoholic scotch.
Just sounds of the barbershop.
Oh yeah, I have
Ben sneaking into a barbershop with a tape recorder to press into vinyl later.
I'm just listening to sounds of dice being thrown on vinyl.
I would buy that. I would buy dice throwing on vinyl.
The ASMR of that would be pretty nice, actually. Yeah. And if you close your eyes and you start jerking off, you can imagine it's the heels of a hot lady who's walking toward you, ready to stomp on your dick and balls.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Would you guys not get off to high heels that ladies wear?
Not really. Yeah. No, high heels don't really do anything for me, honestly.
Can I show you guys an ASMR thing that really gets me off?
Sure.
And I don't know if anyone's going to relate to this, but this was the first time I knew what being horny was.
Is it? It's ASMR black people playing dice?
Yeah, it's black people playing dice. It's the crack of a 40. Nails tapping. Jace, do you remember this?
No. I have not watched Dennis the Menace in a while.
It's this. This was Dennis the Menace. It's a John Hughes film. Well, he wrote it. He didn't direct it, but it's from 1994.
I'm good.
The nails. For some reason, when I was like 6, I was like, what the fuck? And like, I sexually woke up to this.
It's kind of interesting.
Hmm. I don't really get the ASMR thing. I think that's like a genetic
me
thing.
Me neither.
Yeah.
It does nothing for me.
You guys don't get like chills and shivers listening to... It sounds really bad on this upload, but...
I've never once gotten... I've tried to. I've never gotten into my life.
Can I try to get you guys off with some ASMR stuff right now? See if it works. See if there's any chills, anything?
Sure. I hope there's... I hope we do this and there's a couple listeners at home jacking off to the podcast. Does anybody jack off to the podcast?
Gay guys.
Maybe. Has to be one gay guy who
gotta
does that.
Gotta be some gays. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Or one straight guy who's pretending he's not gay.
Mm.
He just gets horny at just homophobia and xenophobia.
Yes, another Indian riff.
Yeah, he goes, make fun of their hats again.
Whispering was always a thing from a very early age that really, it makes a shiver go from the top of my head down to my asshole.
Mm. Never had it once. Yeah. The nails can kind of do it for me. That just the seeing the nails can make me a little horny because it just implies a horniness.
Yeah,
little bit.
The nails. Yeah.
Nothing.
Like the tiniest thing, but I might be imagining it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm rock harder. I'm afraid to turn around. I'm so hard right now.
I don't know. I jacked it before I came here, so.
Yeah, yeah. I always jack in the car on the way. Into a
okay,
Gatorade
I
bottle.
Guess.
Yeah, I think it's all, just.
Well, that's awesome. I don't listen to ASMR. I'm not a fucking freak, but
Seems like you are.
I just wanted to start sucking cock. Look at those juicy DSLs.
I do suck the microphone.
Yeah, I look at the microphone. I go, now if that was a black guy's dick, that would be awesome.
Suck it.
Yeah.
Enough of this bullshit.
Yeah.
Stop the charade.
I do have other weird stuff. If I see a lady dressed like a guy, that can get me going.
Yeah.
I like the little lesbian look a lot.
Wait, you said you get off to a guy?
No, I said a lady dressed like a guy.
Yeah. You get off to a guy.
You get off to a woman's fingers.
Like a
and
lady,
nails.
Like how guy
like. Like have you seen the movie Bound
You're
with Gina Gershon?
Gay. No.
Where she's dressed like a mechanic and she's got oil stains all over.
Like mechanic stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Like that can kind of do it for me. Like it's almost like I got a fist fight her and then we fuck, Like I got to beat her in hand-to-hand combat.
You.
Yeah.
Marissa Tomei knowing cars and My Cousin Vinny's very hot to me.
Like that type of thing. Yeah, yeah. Like kind of like a butchier type lady can really do it for me.
You're gay. This is what real men jack off to.
Is a woman pretending to be a baby, squeezing a microphone?
I don't think she's pretending to be a baby.
Okay. What is she in right
she's
now?
She's jacking the microphone off.
And smiling.
On her knees.
Like, did I do a good job?
Yeah, I mean, this is literally just simulating jacking
a guy off.
It's just
simulating, yeah, like a blowjob with a mic.
Yeah.
Surprised it's a lot on YouTube, actually. Yeah.
But that's kind of like cheating, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know?
The mic explodes at the end. All right. She kind of looks like Riley Reed.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit.
I thought she was going to suck the mic.
Nah.
But she just jacks it off.
Is there any ASMR where they shove a microphone up their pussy?
So I think the idea is that you're holding the phone here and your cock's here. And like you imagine that the cock is she's holding it, but it's yours.
Yeah.
That you can somehow go in the video and she's jacking your cock off.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, no, that's just...
I get it.
I think that's the idea that they're going for.
Yeah, classic it's, POV porn.
It's for like guys that jack off like in a G-rated manner. like it has to be... I don't know, family-friendly jack-offs?
Yeah, like nofap guys who are, like, really edging, like, crazy. We're like, I'm not watching porn, but they're watching this and, like, not coming, but still jacking it.
Yeah, I just don't get it. It's just such a waste of time. Just hurry up, find the clip, jack it, move on.
Yeah, yeah, just go to Spank Bank and, you know, get it over with.
So this is her thing that she jacks off microphones and she makes a bunch of money doing it.
It is crazy. Every one of these accounts has, like, 40 million subscribers.
Does it have to have thoughts or...
I don't like the whore adjacency.
What
like,
do you mean?
I just don't like what they're getting away with here.
I know, like, just have balls
you
and
need,
do it.
Like, you should be demeaned. Like, yeah, yeah. Like, I don't like that you're getting... It's just, like, loophole.
Yeah, yeah.
Porn loophole.
That's what I'm saying. It's like almost like a Mormon drinking a Diet Coke or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, just fucking get fucked.
Yeah.
And film it.
It's like an Amish guy with, like, Mint Mobile.
He's got a chirp.
Yeah. You're like, you can't do that. Commit.
Yeah,
anyway,
I think it's
awesome.
I do feel like I'd rather be walked in on like watching porn than like, watching this.
Yeah.
No, it's awesome. You guys are just gay.
So you really like this stuff, Ben.
The most liberal thing about Jace is he likes when ladies dress up like guys.
Probably.
We found out he's a true lib.
Mm-hmm.
Devin has been desensitized completely to the idea of a woman because of his lust of the screen. So this does nothing for
and
him.
You got so into podcasts and you have to watch ladies jack off microphones.
Ladies do suck off mics for attention on Twitch.
He's really happy. I like my messy bun and everything.
You guys love a good Twitch girl, right? With like colored hair.
I look cute tonight.
Sure, no. I do like a colored hair. That does it for me as well.
No.
Nah, that seems, just seems like really insanitary. Also, her cat's on her lap while she's being all sexual. Don't care for that.
I don't like that.
Yeah, don't like that at all.
Fuck these whores.
Yeah. Now this might be what we're talking about. I get to see this lady's titties.
Those
that's
are
not
big
too
tits.
Bad.
That's all
yeah,
right.
That's not too shabby.
Just guys,
I think you can almost see her nipple here.
This is just for guys to cum tribute onto their screen.
You have to take it into a laptop repair.
Yeah.
Again.
So you don't know if her tits are actually nice from this angle and the way they're pushed together.
Oh, yeah.
They might suck ass.
Classic female trick. Yeah. The shittiest tits could look like gold mines from this angle.
They're probably good.
They look good to me.
They look awesome.
They look pretty
good.
Great.
Yeah. I think they're fake. I got to be honest with you.
They look award winning.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Your baby's in the other room.
You're sleeping. She's going.
Yeah, your baby. Literally going.
She's very hot.
It was hot. You know what? She's actually not hot to me anymore, like doing this.
Yeah.
It was hotter before you started playing the video.
Oh, she's doing a fast jerk.
That's a fast jack.
Yeah, yeah. That's classic fast
classic
jack.
Classic fast jack.
So now we
well, of course you got your classic, you got your slow jack.
That's
fast
the
jack.
That's the classic finale fast jack.
You know, that's kind of where she's kind of bored by. She's trying to get it over with, you know?
I've now proved to the audience that both of you are gay.
Mm.
This did nothing for either of you.
I think we're proving that you're a sick fucker.
This is, by the way, I have never jacked off to ASMR. I want to go on record with that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
You'd have to be a freak to jack off to this.
Yeah, yeah. Says guy who jacks off to it every night. You're literally like a Republican congressman right now.
That'd be so funny. Like,
I hate people who jack off to
her
this.
Her titty is kind of showing.
Yeah, her nipple's showing.
Like the edge of her, yeah, areola.
You can see the vein kind of.
I think, is that a vein or is that a scar?
It's hard to know. It's allowed on YouTube, so Patreon would allow it to, you know, because they don't allow sexual stuff or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But it should be fine.
Interesting.
It would be funny, though, if I bought those vintage Japanese speakers so on stereo I could watch ASMR videos when my wife and child leave to, like, go to the park or something.
Yeah, you can't,
can I say I'm writing?
You can't afford, like, baby formula because you just spent $9,000 on, like, a cathode ray tube to get, like, no...
Yeah, on a tube amp?
Yeah, you're like, baby, I get ground interference on a normal amp.
You have a Macintosh sound system for this.
Yeah, he's gonna go jack off. He's like snapping his fingers like this, and then it's like the THX boot up sound, like the.
Well, I think before we get any weirder, we should probably end the episode. God bless everybody. Go watch the vlog we put out of going to London.
By the way, Ben,
if you haven't already, and share the sketch because that's going to be coming out on Wednesday.
Is it just me or have you immediately felt worse upon landing? Like my skin is way drier.
Oh, like America's re-poisoning you.
Yeah, we landed. We just saw all the smog in LA. And we were like, God, this sucks.
I immediately started taking giant shits again that sucked ass.
That's the one bad thing about England, though, is their toilets. Like, they have a square hole, and your shit just goes into it, so you don't get to admire your work.
Yeah.
They don't understand Americans. We like to look at our work.
Can I tell you, that would make me so mad, I would clog the toilet before I
shit.
Dude,
it sucked. I kept looking down. I'm like, where the fuck is what I made?
You're shaking the toilet. You took it from me. You took it.
Dude, I went right back to making those shits where, like, the poop is piling up to the rim, like to the lid of the toilet.
Like,
where I have to close the lid to push the poop
down.
It's
like heroin addict evacuation shits. Yeah, yeah. Like it's a month full.
You have to start kind of standing up a little bit to finish the shit off.
I know, and then I have to close the lid of the toilet like I'm closing a trash can that's too full.
You have to make all you have to like jump up on it a little bit, like a suitcase.
You have to spray it with a hose to get it down.
Yeah, but I ate pretty much only vegetables today because I allowed my wife to.
Well, that means
cooking.
That's why your shit sucks because your body's like, okay, I guess we're doing that.
No, it's
now.
Because as soon as I landed and that African Gullah Gullah Island guy ripped me off, I immediately DoorDashed. I got a sweet deal on this Chinese place down the road. I was able to order $75 worth of Chinese and it only came out to $50 after tip and everything.
Pretty good.
It was pretty amazing, good. And I ate a shitload of Chinese.
Pretty good.
And then the next day, I had one of the worst shits I've had in my entire life.
Yeah, because the Chinese food's got more different, you know, it's got crap that's illegal out there.
But then I ate only veggies today, so I feel great. And I went Cork Drives. What do you know about that? And I had an amazing dream last night where me and Tiger Woods were going, like, shark fishing and shit. And he was, like, wise and giving me all this fucking advice.
Shark fishing in the dream.
I don't know, but Tiger was there and he kicked ass and we were just like, and you were there too. We were both catching sharks.
Interesting. Catching shark, like Jaws kind of like.
Like we were just fishing for sharks and Tiger Woods was there and he was like, hell yeah.
Man, dreams are so fucking retarded.
Mm-hmm. They are very
That's cool
silly.
Though that you had that.
My dream kicked ass
Tiger
though.
Woods is there.
I slept from 8 p.m. to like 5:30 a.m. as soon as my baby went to bed.
That's cool. Yeah.
So I got like right back on track. It kicked it. I got, dude. I'm really good at getting right back on track. My mind and body, they immediately sync up to the sun. I don't even have like.
I don't know how you
I'm
got
connected
your sleep.
To the core of the earth somehow. I don't know how that works. Sun goes down, I go to bed.
That's crazy, man. I still
sun comes up, I wake up.
I still feel like shit. I've been exhausted all day.
See, but that's why I can't be a guy. For some reason, I can't go to bed at 3 a.m. and then sleep in. It's just sun's up, I'm up. Sun goes down, I get tired. Yeah. I don't know what that
you're,
is.
You're working, man.
But
you're,
isn't that like
genetically a working
you're
man?
You're a one-man sundown town.
Isn't that a bozo
He's a
trait?
Osmosis Jones, but it's a sundown town.
I thought I was just I'm a bozo. That's what a bozo does. He's like, oh, it's done good, my dad. I'm kind of sleepy now.
You are kind of like a human parakeet, yeah.
At night, your white blood cells go, it's time to get out of here to your other cells.
Yeah. We don't take kindly to no Osmosis Jones around these parts.
Get inside.
The white blood cells are all installing security systems in their platelets.
Your DNA is shaped like a cross.
Well, God bless everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I think I wanted to talk about other stuff, but I don't think I got to any of it. But regardless, fuck Charlene Yee,
mm-hmm.
in summary.
Yep.
And God bless David Cross. He's a genius, and I love him forever. Same with Andy Richter. I don't care how woke those guys get. Always love them and think they're beautiful men.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even I even admire a lot of the work of Tim Heidecker. I don't care that his Twitter sucks ass. It is what it is.
Yeah, he's got good stuff out there.
Tried to personally take down, or he did, personally ruined MDE.
That's yeah. Fun. Yeah, I know. But you can still kind of look at a lot of the stuff the guy did, and you're like, fuck, that is really good.
Art and but the like, artist type of thing.
But fuck him. Fuck him for that. And, you know, I don't know. I got to enjoy stuff.
Sure.
No, I have to pretend these people don't have Twitters. And...
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that sound?
I know, man. It's just leftover from the ASMR.
Do you guys hear it?
Yeah, I hear it.
I don't know.
What the fuck?
Went away.
Hmm. I turned
the minute
TV
she
back
comes back on.
It's her huge shot. Mic pumping on my knees. Women are so retarded. They have to get on their knees. And gay guys have to get on their knees.
Yeah.
To mm-hmm. suck cock. You can't even stand up and suck a cock. Well, God, it's so demeaning.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can do it like, kind of a little bit.
Oh, if you're like one of those birds that dip down and get the water and come back up.
Yeah, you have to go all the way back up though every time.
And then bend back down.
Exactly. Yeah. And just hit it perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I was thinking for another vlog we could do, we could go up to San Francisco, like up to Petaluma.
And go see how shitty it is. Like walk.
No. I was thinking, go up past that. Past all the gay shit that sucks ass, where it's just, you just know, everyone like, should burn in
just
hell.
Just do like
forever.
Sideways. We all like lose our minds.
We should reenact sideways. We should play golf, stay in a shitty motel.
And I cheat on our wives.
I go in and I throw the spit bucket of all the wine in my face and I scream at a guy.
Yeah.
After I'm told my shitty book isn't being published.
Mm-hmm.
Jace fucks a 500-pound lady and gets cucked by
his
boyfriend.
Loses his wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to go get it.
Yeah, Ben has to run back, but he just gets his skull beat in by the biker. He gets curb stomped on the dresser table.
That would be funny to do that. We play the music the whole time.
Oh, and I already have a shitty novel.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right. You get told, like,
this
sorry.
Is perfect.
They go, listen, it's just they're not in the business of N-words. You spiral.
Right. This was just a copy of Mark Twain's Huckleberry yeah. Finn, word for word.
We tell you your favorite Indian place is closing. You run into a field.
Dude, I wish there was like a place, because that's the beautiful thing about wine, the community, how it grows and everything. They don't have that for like guys who like really love like Kung Pao chicken or something like that. There's not like a region and a place where like they make the best
right.
Kung Pao chicken.
Like, it's not,
and you can go and like do taste testings yeah. of Kung Pao
like,
chicken.
It's technically not Kung Pao unless it comes from the Kung Pao Valley.
God, it's a beautiful. I'm jealous of wine guys. I'm jealous of winos. They really got it figured out.
Yeah, even
man.
When I was drinking, I couldn't drink wine, and I really felt bad.
You couldn't
about
drink
the,
it either.
No, the tannins.
Give me a throw up.
Sip of wine, splitting headache.
Wine's like the
worse
only
than
thing.
A hangover.
It gives you a hangover while drinking. It's
yes.
kind of weird.
I couldn't finish a glass without getting like a ice pick in my eye headache.
That's why everyone does like the natural wine bullshit, because I think the tannins are gone or some shit, but it's like
yeah,
I don't
but
know,
it's got like
cares.
Shit and dirt at the bottom
yeah,
of
it's
it.
It's like got soil in it.
Yeah, it whatever. Sucks.
I don't get wine either. I mean, I'll drink it if it's the last thing around, but
you know,
I mean, I'll drink it if it's on the floor. Yeah. I'll drink it out of a puddle.
If I wake up on a sidewalk and it's in the gutter next to me, I'll roll over and drink it. Sure.
Like Jeremy Renner at the end of the town.
Yeah. Just reaching for that Diet Coke.
Get lit up.
fuck. All yeah. right.
It's been fun. It's been fun to get back in the lab.
I know. We were like 2 weeks out of the lab.
Yeah.
I missed you guys.
Me too. I missed yeah. you.
All right. We got to go. God bless this woman's tits.
God bless
all of you.
God bless tits.
We'll see you guys next week. Peace
Bye.
Out.
Bye.
Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maid, I was in love but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind.